Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Angela Butler. The guest today is Mr. Willie Trippett, Mr. Gerald Valentine of Ready for the World.
How you
Hello,
doing?
Hello,
Willie.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show. Real good.
It's good to be.
You know, I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan of yours. When I was 14, 15, and 16, up until I went off to college, I had your posters all over my wall, and I had all your music until my sister stole them from me when I went off to college. I want you to know that.
Gotta get them back.
I never got them back. She's married now, and I think she's tuning in too. Yeah. She's only like 36, 37, but she was crazy about you too.
Oh, wow.
It's
good
to have you on the show. It really is. Some of your songs in the mid-80s were Old Sheila, Love You Down, and I believe Straight Down to Business, among others.
Yes.
Old Sheila, I saw, had over 1.6 million views on YouTube. How does it make you feel? And I'm going to ask this question, I'm going to ask Gerald first, then I'm going to ask Willie. How does this make you feel that your song are still so popular and your music?
Well, for me, this is Gerald. It feels like a great accomplishment in my life, like a goal that I accomplished. I feel good. It's amazing.
Yeah, you had over 1.6 million on the song, Oh Sheila. That's a
lot.
That's
a big accomplishment. Right, that's an accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
Very
much so.
Willie?
Daryl, how does this make you feel?
Well,
Willie?
This is Willie.
Well,
okay. I'm very blessed that we were able to first have be blessed with the talent, and then second, be blessed with the opportunity to put that talent out there through the channels that we were able to do so. And for our music to be appreciated from then to now, you know, is a blessing. And so, you know, I definitely, you know, I love that, you know, we are able to still relate to people through our music.
Yes, 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 you are. Like I was saying, it's over 1.6 million. I hope I'm correct over that. I know I'm correct. And that's a lot of views on YouTube, a whole lot. In a short span of time, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And, you know, we definitely have a lot of, like, different videos, be it live or, you know, the videos from back then that people tend to, you know, go back to fairly often. So, you know, again, it's definitely a good appreciation for the music, and, you know, it's a blessing to us.
Yes, it is. I guess one of the main questions I have to ask is, why have you made any new albums or CDs? I'm going to ask Gerald this question, then I'm going to ask Willie.
Okay. This is Gerald speaking.
Okay.
I think we just been in hiatus for a while, just trying to get things gelling back together again. And sometimes, you know, it takes a while to get an good record together when you've been gone for so long. So we've just been working things out to make sure that we come back out with the right tools to make more hits for our fans. But hopefully, you know, in the near future, it'll be something soon.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think to add to that, this is Willie, you know, sometimes you can be your own worst critic. I think, you know, we pretty much in the lab, we've held ourselves up at times, you know, trying to critique our material, and we have, like, coffers for the music. So, you know, to continuously critique our music, some we give away, others we hold close to our chest. But, you know, we're always critiquing our music. So, you know, sometimes that delays the process.
Okay. All right. So I have a question. Any of the members are ready for the work? Because I know it's more members that are not on the show. It's just you two. Write any of your music and your songs?
Well, when we first started, we wrote and produced all of our music. So the first two albums were written and produced by all of the members. Basically, Melvin or Gerald or Gordon would come up with an idea. Greg, he's one of the main writers as well. And then we, you know, just collaborate, throw our little 2 cents in, and that's how we came up with the material.
Okay. All right. What are you currently doing concerning your careers? Willie first, then Gerald, please.
Well, we continue to write music. We also consult other artists. We've been into, I'm talking about every aspect of the entertainment business in terms of music. So, you know, we've actually, Gerald and I, we had a label back in the mid-90s, and we put out a couple rap artists. And, you know, leading up to into the 2000s, you know, representing from a management standpoint certain artists. Today we're basically just spot dating. You know, we'll get a call from time to time to do a date. If we're not busy, we'll go ahead and accept it. If we are, then, you know, we don't take too many dates. And, you know, that's another blessing that we're not having to necessarily take every date. But, you know, we certainly enjoy getting out there playing. So, you know, aside from producing at this point, we're still playing live.
Okay. That's great. Who are the proteges? I call them proteges. You call them something as your artists. But who are they, the groups, the rappers that you've worked with?
Well, in the mid-90s, Gerald and I teamed up with a couple other business partners, and there was a group by the name of Top Authority. We put out, and we had our own label, and put those guys out through our own label.
They were from Flint.
Right. And they had some good success. So we definitely had them. And, you know, as of recent, I was managing Keisha Cole's sister, along with a couple other business partners, Nephi. We helped her write a book, you know, just different things like that. So we've been behind the scenes in the industry, you know, for quite some time. So, yeah, you know, those are just a couple names.
Okay. All right. So you've managed some groups. You've been in all aspects of the music. So you've been busy.
You've
been very busy.
Yeah.
Do you have any upcoming films or anything? Anything like that?
This is Gerald. We've been approached to do the Unsung program. We're right now in the midst of making that happen.
Oh, wow. I had one of the guests whose family was on Unsung, and until he came on, I had never heard of Unsung. That tells you a lot right there about me. The unsung, the only person I know who's been on Unsung that I know of that's been on my show is the brother of the Fat Boys.
Really?
Of Buffy.
Right.
His brother Kurt Robinson. He did an interview, and I know he sent me a copy of one of his CDs, and he caters to children. He was on my show, and that was last year. So you're the second people that have told me about Unsung. And I have cable, and I usually when I do watch it's usually on, you know, through the internet.
Right.
Okay.
Gerald, this is for you. Do you do interviews often? Just Ready for the World do a lot of interviews?
I wouldn't say we do them like every week, but we do them every so often.
Okay. This is a question for both of you. I'd like for Mr. Gerald to answer first and then Willie. What are your plans for the future?
This is Gerald speaking.
Okay.
I want to continue writing songs and produce. Right now I'm looking for some up-and-coming singers to sing on some of the material that I've been producing. That's my next venture, is to get some new, young, upcoming artists, either it be male or female, to, you know, throw down on some of my music.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And this is Willie. I'll just continue to play a support role to artists. One thing we didn't have when we were cutting records on from that standpoint back then was somewhat of a mentor. So who had been through it and would be able to show us, you know, how to kind of maneuver through the pitfalls. So, you know, I act as that to some of the artists of today. So, you know, I want to continue along that realm, basically being a consultant to artists like that.
Okay. Yes, a consultant, okay. You're like Mr. Watkinstein. Okay. Mr. Watkins, he's a good person. What do you think about rap or hip-hop? And I want, this is a question for you. Either one he can answer first, Willie or Gerald, either one he can answer. What do you think about hip-hop? I want both of you to answer that question, please.
Okay, I'll answer it first. Hip-hop, of course, you know, we were introduced to hip-hop in a more competitive way. It basically came on the scene back in the early 80s, mid-80s, and, you know, we had to compete with hip-hop. However, you know, it's still a genre of music that, you know, we definitely appreciate because, you know, it was a form of expression, and we definitely got into it, although we had to compete with it. I love hip-hop. You know, I don't necessarily like the negative side of it. You know, I don't think we have to, the images that are portrayed even today, I don't like that side of it. But in terms of, you know, that style of music, I love.
Okay.
Right.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. You agree? Okay. So you said you're going to be on Unsung. You worked in every aspect of the music business. And you even had your own, did you say record company or were you producers? I forgot what you said.
We were a record company and producers. Yeah, we had a company called Track Records. Yeah, it was called Track Records. And we had this one artist we had on there sold over 200,000 copies.
Oh, wow. That's great. That is great. Mm-hmm. May I ask who they were?
Top Authority from Flint, Michigan. It's a rap group.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, we're going to take a break, okay? And listeners, we're going to take a break. Give these gentlemen time to get their thoughts together and get a drink if they need. And we're going to come back to the show.
All right, good.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, storage, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dream Weavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have two of the members who are ready for the world on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Mr. Gerald Valentine and Mr. Willie Triplett.
Hey.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Yes. I have a question. When you were first starting out, who was it that influenced you the most and encouraged you the most that you know, let you know that you could go for first Mr. Gerald and then Mr. Willie.
Who encouraged me? This is Gerald.
Yes. Who encouraged you to be all the best you could be?
I'm gonna have to go back to high school. It was my band teacher, Ms. Smith, who pushed me, and I was able to get a scholarship to Grambling, so I got to Grambling, and that's all I wanted to do was do music and play drums, and I made the marching band and the orchestra band and jazz band, and if it wasn't for her, I don't even know where I'd be at, but yeah, it was my band teacher from back in the day, Ms. Smith, that pushed me to pursue doing the drums, playing the drums.
Okay, and you went to Grambling.
I went to Grambling University, yes. Back in the 80s.
All right. And what about you, Mr.
Willie.
Willie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Willie.
For me, I would say, first and foremost, my parents. At the age of 7, I have like 5 other brothers, so. But my parents bought us instruments when I was 7 years old, bought me a set of drums. And we formed a family band from there. And, you know, they supported us in that. You know, and as I grew through my adolescent years, you know, being a part of the school band, competing against the area bands around Flint, you know, competing in talent shows, that sort of thing was a driving force and factor in gaining confidence that, you know, I can actually do this, and you know, I developed a passion for the music.
Okay. So I know you can't speak for the other members, not really speak to them, but other members were of the, are they all still living? I mean, not, you know, I'm just asking because I know there was members, Mr. Melvin Riley, Mr. Vincent Hunt, Mr. Gregory Potts, and Mr. John Eaton.
You mean Gordon Stroger, not Vincent Hunt. It's
okay, I'm
Ellen
sorry.
Riley, Gordon Stroger, Greg Potts, and John Eaton.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
That. Okay, and everybody.
No problem.
Everybody's doing fine. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Everyone's, you know, pretty much still in the area. And I think the influence of the whole band was, you know, turning on the radio, listening to the music, and feeling that we can compete with what was on the air back then.
Right.
Okay. Well, you definitely haven't lost your appeal because, like I said, on YouTube it's over 1.6 million views off just one song, so in a relatively short time. So you're still well known, that's for certain.
Awesome. Yeah.
So you started in 1982. You had albums, correct me if I'm wrong, Straight Down to Business, The Greatest Hits, Long Time Coming, Ready for the World. Am I right?
No, the first one was Ready for the World.
Okay. I wasn't trying to list them in the right order. Okay. All right. First one is Ready for the World. Okay.
Ready for the World, Long Time Coming, Rough and Ready, Straight Down to Business, and then the Greatest Hits.
Okay, yeah, I didn't have them in the right order.
that's close.
So, Love You Down, if I'm correct, was made in 1986, was it not?
That is correct.
Okay, Oh Sheila in 1985.
Correct. We recorded it in 84, and it was released in 85.
Okay, and then there was Tonight, Digital Display, Deep Inside, Your Love. I remember all those songs, beautiful songs.
Thank you.
So who founded you? I mean, I know it's back then, but it really wasn't that long ago if you think about it. Who founded Ready for the World?
Okay, well, after going into the studio and cutting the music, Gordon Stroger, the guitarist of the group, came up with the idea of going down to Detroit and trying to get it played on the radio because there was a DJ down there by the name of Mojo, the Electrifying Mojo is what they called him. He was able to play whatever he wanted to play. He didn't have to necessarily play to a playlist. So Gordon thought that by trying to get him to play the music, you know, that would give us a shot. So we went down and we tried to get with Mojo. In fact, we were able to see him, and you know, he put the track on the radio Tonight. He put it on, and the phones lit up. So you know, he thought, okay, well, man, maybe we have something here. So he had a set of twin attorneys who were representing him at the time. And he contacted them. They agreed to see us. And, you know, after listening to the music, listening to the response that was had on the radio, you know, they took us on. And pretty much that group discovered Ready for the World, Mojo and the Lloyd attorneys.
Okay. All right. When I was reading up on you, you know, getting my questions together and everything and trying to make sure I had everything correct, I noticed that most of the members played an instrument.
Right. Yeah, we are all self-contained. We all play instruments and sing. So
yes.
We're like all self-contained band.
Yes. So did you teach yourselves to play the instrument, or were you college-educated or professionally trained?
This is Gerald.
Yes.
It was just a gift for me. I wasn't trained, you know. Later on in school, I got into reading music and stuff. But yeah, it was just a gift. I just picked it up and just started playing. Play by ear.
What about you, Mr. Triplett? Billy Triplett.
Pretty much the same thing. You know, it was. I think it was a blessing. It was first, you know, we had the motivation to pick up these instruments, and you know, through that and the competition is how we learn. We pretty much play our instruments by ear. Gerald and I were in band, Of course, Gerald went to Northwestern High School, and I went to Flint Academy, but, you know, we were in band, and we read music through those bands, but, you know, for the most part, the street bands we were in, it was by ear.
Okay. All right. Well, you can't speak for the other members. Okay. The song, Oh Sheila, now correct me if I'm wrong, it went to the R&B, number one on R&B pop charts. Then it went to the Hot Dance Club Play charts that year. Then it became the first ever single to hold the number one spot on all three of these charts. Is that correct?
Well, it was a total of four different charts. It was the R&B, it was the pop, it was video, and dance. So
okay.
It held number one on four different charts. And, yes, that earned us a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records as
oh,
the first
yes.
band to ever do that.
Yeah, I see that. I remember that, too, believe it or not. I do. I remember reading that. It seemed like back in the day, I was telling you before, well, I call it back in the day because I'm in my 40s now. I'm 42 to be exact. There were more, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but more African-American magazines than there are now. You know, and I used to read the teeny bop magazines such as Word Up and things like that. So that's how I kept up with you. And I believe in 1986, you also released the second album, Long Time Coming. It turned into a top 10 hit on the pop charts and also the Slow Down, Love You Down. It peaked at number
right.
nine. Okay.
Right.
So you guys have had a successful career, a very successful career. Ready for the World with Platinum, a Long Time Coming with Gold.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's great. So if you could say one thing to the younger people today, and I know you might not be asked this a lot, but I know it crosses your mind sometimes, at least I think it would, being the role models that you are and being as famous as you still are, what would you tell somebody that was young, just getting started out in the entertainment business or started out as an artist? What would you tell them? And also, I'm going to ask Mr. Gerald first, and then I'm going to have a different question for Mr. Willie. Okay.
This is Gerald speaking. This is Gerald. I would say stay true to your music. Don't deviate from it, no matter what people tell you, like you need to change your style or change your look. Don't deviate. You know, don't play yourself out to be something that you're not. Just stay true to your game and just don't give up. Just stay committed and stay humble and stay real and just keep pushing on, keep pushing forward.
Okay. Mr. Willie, what is your point of view on bullying?
What is your point of view on bullying?
About the crews being bullied and things. I know some celebrities have really stepped up within the last year or 2 years about bullying. What do you feel about bullying?
Well, you know, it's clearly a problem, and it has been. You know, even when we were growing up, you know, bullying was a problem. It's unfortunate that people get a kick out of making fun out of other people. And, you know, just because you're different, you know, it's okay to be different, to be different. And, you know, for those who try to stick to some, you know, I guess a norm, and want to degrade people behind it, you know, I think it's just flat out wrong. I think that, you know, the awareness that's finally coming into play is great. And I think that, you know, we as adults, the teachers, the parents, everyone should be vigilant of these activities, you know, making sure that we know if our children are you know, identify those signs of bullying, if our children are either bullying someone or being bullied. You know, there are certain signs, and, you know, if we are made aware of those signs and then start being vigilant about it, we can start to put a stop to it.
Yes. Would you like to also answer that, Mr. Dale?
Yeah, I agree. You know, because there's like they call them ads and stuff on bullying, and I think they need to keep putting those on the commercials, because it's like a positive I forgot the word I was looking for, man.
Okay. I know what you're trying to say. It's positive.
But it's positive that they do the commercials on bullying, because I know that one time they were trying to ban the commercials of, you know, the bullying and stuff because of the graphics, but I think it's positive to let people know about the bullying.
Yeah, I believe it. I was bullied, too, as a teenager, as a young person, really. I was bullied all the way from, like, the eighth grade up until I graduated. I had people knocking books out my hands, pushing me into lockers, throwing me in bushes where there were bees and ants and things, you know, because I was a bookworm.
Man, that's terrible.
And I used to like to write poetry, so I really sympathize with what the kids are going through today. But one thing about back in the 80s and now, I didn't ever hear of anybody going out and killing people. Now, that's what scares me, because I have grandchildren, and one of them starting school, so that bothers me, you know. But, you know, that's the type of the world we live in, you know, and it's not a good thing to go out and kill people either, you know, going into school because you've been bullied. But it's bad also when they commit suicide, the person being bullied. So it's bad.
Absolutely.
It's a bad situation.
But I tell you, we can certainly change this bad situation. It can start with one person and just blossom from there. So, you know,
yeah.
it can be changed.
Yeah, and like I said, I know what it does to you psychologically too, bullying, and it's not a good thing. It hurts. You know, but like I said, I was really a bookworm. I read books. I read everything from Roots to Gone with the Wind. And Gone with the Wind is about an 800-page book. You know, I was a bookworm,
yeah.
But my grades didn't show it. I was too busy reading to pay attention in school, you know. But I was writing.
Right.
This isn't my interview. I don't know why I'm talking like this. The town newspaper. So I used to write poetry and things. And, oh, they picked at me so bad and did me so bad. But, back to you. In 1986, you released a second album called Long Time Coming, which features the hit Love You Down, and it peaked at number 9. Did you two, and first Mr. Gerald and then Mr. Webb, did you always know that you were going to be a success? Did you always know, or was it something that happened, or was it just hard work, talent, and dedication?
You said it. It was all hard work, dedication, and for most is our talent. If we didn't have the talent and the gifts, I don't think it would matter at all. But, yeah, for most, talent.
Okay. Would you like to also answer?
Sure. I think that you know, sometimes you can speak things into view. You can think things into view, you know, into fruition. And it takes you actually taking action on it. So I believe, yes, we believed we can be successful. And through our talents, we took action and made that happen. But, you know, I don't want to overshadow those behind the scenes who also helped us along the way. The likes of Gerald Busby, who was the president of MCA at the time, Lowell Silas, who was the A&R director, the Lloyds, the Electrifying Mojo, you know, those individuals and those who actually worked our records, you know, I can't overshadow their efforts. It took a whole team to make Ready for the World and any other artist for that matter. So, you know, although we get the accolades, and probably deserving so, there were other people behind the scenes, you know, making all the things, the different mechanisms work for us.
That's true.
Yeah. So you've definitely been blessed with natural gifts, gifts from God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, very blessed. Very blessed. The group Ready for the World is, and you know, so. Are you still signed with a record label?
No, we're not. We're not currently signed with a record label. We're basically, again, just independent for the most part.
Oh, okay.
Which is a good thing in this day and age. You know, you want to be as independent as you can. One guy we ran into back in the mid '90s, Dick Griffey. He owned Solar Records, and he is the one who gave us our distribution deal for our Track Records label.
Okay.
He used to always tell us, you know, from slave ship to ownership. He used to always, you know, every time we saw him, he would say that. And so in this day and age, we can actually own our own music, you know,
yes,
through the internet and the different other channels that we have accessible to us now. We can put out our own music, and we can own it, 100% of it. You know, of course, it takes effort to exploit it and market it, but, you know, it's doable.
Okay. Yes, it's a lot of opportunity now with the internet. Excuse me, but I read that there were lots of millionaires being made from the internet more than any other time in history. So.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yes, I've heard a lot of other guests say that if you're an artist, it's best to remain independent. I've had some come on the show and said it's better to be independent and own your own life and things. You know, I cannot sing or rap, but I've had people come on the show, and the main thing they said is entrepreneurship, independently owned, is the best way to go.
Because
you have more creative control, they say, and more freedom. And they even, one person was said more rights. So I had some CEOs of some record companies with Georgia on my show, and that's what they said.
Yeah, that's all true.
Okay, so I guess my next question would be, I guess the next thing I would say would be, you're looking for people to produce. Is that what you said?
Up and coming artists, yeah, that's fresh out the box, that's got a talent.
Okay, well, I know they're going to be emailing me and asking me this, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you this. How would they get in touch with you? I know you don't want to put your number, your phone number, anything out there, but do you
contact
the company
through
giving your email address or something of that effect, or website?
Yeah, will you give them the Ready for the World email?
Right. They can contact us through readyfortheworld.com. is the website, and the email address is readyfortheworld@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so you're looking for new entertainment. So you hear that, listeners. They're looking for you. Right? You're from Flint, Michigan. Most of you are from Flint, Michigan. Well, you two are from Flint, Michigan. Am I right?
We're all from Flint.
You're all from Flint? So did you know each other growing up, or was it when you were older that you met each other?
Well,
actually,
Gordon,
we met each other through Gordon and Melvin knew each other. You can finish it, Todd, Willie.
Right. Gordon and Melvin knew each other growing up from elementary. Everyone else, we all met competing against each other in talent shows.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, okay. All right. Met each other competing with each other. Okay, all right.
And that's how the band became together, by talent shows. We know we made each other through talent shows. We just formed a band through that.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's great. I'm glad you guys did come together. You gentlemen rather did come together. You made a huge dent in the music world. Not just a dent. I mean, you really exploded. You also know, it says I'm here for R&B. They can see the genres that I'm reading are R&B, funk, soul, pop, electric, new jack swing, and all that. So you really took it by storm.
Cool.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to say before the show concludes, either one of you gentlemen or both of you gentlemen?
Well, you know,
go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, this is Willie. I want to emphasize the aspect of this day and age and it's only growing. I'm telling you, it's growing. It's going to be in the stratosphere in a minute. But, you know, we can own our own music. We can produce. We can record, write. We can market. We can publish. We can do all of that now. We didn't back in the 60s. 70s, 80s, you know, we had no control over that stuff. Now we do. So if you have the talent, you know, go for it.
Yes, that's true. I definitely would not have had this little radio show, you know, back in the 80s, not even the early 90s, really. You know, so I'm grateful for the opportunity, too, that internet has brought me. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Either one.
Well, go ahead, Gerald. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, just keep God first, and just believe in your craft, and just keep moving on.
Keep moving on. All right. Okay. Do you ever? I know you said you sometimes get requests to the playing things. Is there anywhere that Ready for the World will be playing that you'd like to tell my listeners, that you'd like to tell my listeners about?
Not at this time.
Okay.
We have some pending dates, but they're not confirmed yet. I can email you, and if you want to announce it at a later date, I can email you and, you know, the confirmations that come through.
All right, okay. I appreciate that. All right. Well, gentlemen, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you for taking the time out of your busy night and afternoon to be on my show. And I'm very glad that you came on.
Thanks for having us. Yes,
and thank you very much for coming on, both of you.
All right. Appreciate you. Take care.
All right.
Have
you too. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, you heard two of the members of Ready for the World, Mr. Willie Triplett and Gerald Valentine.
Gerald
Valentine, yes, sir. I said it right the second time. they're from the group Ready for the World. And if you remember, and I know you all do, but somebody has to remember because they have so many views on YouTube. I mean, it's amazing. They got millions of people still downloading them and listening to them, so they're very popular. You heard them say that they're looking for artists. So, and they gave out the information, so the email. So, if you're interested, hit them up. All right. And I also want to say, don't forget Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker, the owners of Urban Spice Magazine. Support them. They're in Atlanta, Georgia. Support them in the magazine. I write for that magazine. I'm one of the writers, and it's really a great up-and-coming urban magazine. I do the health section and Urban Spice. It's www.urbanspice. I believe urbanspice.mag, and they also have a paper edition and an online edition. So check them out and support the businesses and entrepreneurship because, you know, when we don't help each other, you know, if we don't help each other, we don't always come out as good as we could. But the more you help each other and the more you encourage each other, especially with small businesses, which Urban Spice won't be small for long at the rate it's going, but, you know, we have to encourage each other and help each other, especially in this day and age. So, and you heard what they had to say about bullying, and I agree with everything they said. So, listeners, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate it, and I look forward to having you back tomorrow night.